Can you talk a little bit about the biologic model of how we understand renal cell cancer and where we think these various agents are affecting the tumor? The mechanism of action within that model of these various agents.
Well, I think we're assuming, and I think safely assuming, that these agents are acting on the blood vessels, either on the endothelial cells themselves or supporting cells like pericytes, and that because kidney cancer produces VEGF and PDGF and other pro-angiogenic growth factors, that by blocking the effect of those growth factors, we're blocking the growth of the tumor. We're blocking the blood supply and the formation of new blood vessels, and that's causing tumor shrinkage. It's a difficult thing to prove with certainty. It's hard to get a tissue sample from a patient who's actively on one of these drugs and show that the receptors are blocked. And there aren't really any plasma assays that are satisfactory in definitively proving that. But I think, especially in kidney cancer, and this may not be true in other diseases where chemotherapy delivery or other mechanisms may be at play, but I think in kidney cancer, it's probably a frank anti-angiogenic effect. Whether or not there are receptors for VEGF on kidney cancer tumor cells themselves, and whether or not that's a mechanism, I think is unresolved at this point.